Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Mad Town's 93.1.
Champs. 4th of July gas prices have taken an unprecedented plunge.
For more information, tune into Fox News for the latest on how Hunter Biden's laptop will make drag queens turn your children into gay communist Bud Light drinkers. Oh my.
Intelligence experts think that Vladimir Putin's using a body double.
Suspicions grew after they saw two shirtless men on horseback leaving the Kremlin at the same time.
An off-duty pilot from another airline landed a Southwest flight after its captain got sick.
The fill-in pilot was absolutely flawless. He even told corny jokes.
The Supreme Court just ruled that colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration for admission.
Instead, colleges and universities have to consider who will offer the highest bribe.
The Biden administration is spending $42.5 billion on national broadband internet access.
It's called the Hunter Act because it'll triple America's access to Pornhub.
Chris Christie says he's living rent-free in Donald Trump's head.
To be fair, Chris is quick to say that he was just using an expression. In reality, he lives a fat burger.
Elon Musk put a limit on the number of tweets users can read in one day.
It's part of Musk's brilliant plan to lose billions of dollars as quickly as possible.
Cast members of the show Boy Meets World say they've been ghosted by co-star Ben Savage.
Though they said they're used to it, since they've also been ghosted by every casting director.
Pete Davidson said his mom created a fake Twitter account to defend him online.
Unfortunately, after doing so, she's been unable to get off her phone for weeks.
A Snoop Dogg-inspired fast food restaurant opened in L.A. this weekend.
It's called Toker Bell.
Madonna's still recovering from a serious bacterial infection.
Friends and loved ones knew the situation was dire when Madonna actually turned down sex.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny only made $60 million at the box office over the weekend.
I can't believe anybody still uses a Dial of Destiny. We all have iPhones.
Christopher Walken appears in the trailer for Dune Part 2.
The best part? His speech about smuggling the spice from Arrakis in his butt.
The final episode of HBO's Idol aired last night.
If you're sad it's over, there's always Pornhub.
Not headline news. With DJ Fusion. Weekdays just after 5:30. On Mad Town's 93.1. Jams.